请弟兄姊妹翻到以弗所书第三章。
Brothers and sisters, let us go to chapter 3 of Ephesians.
我们从第一节开始，要读到第十三节。
We'll start from verse 1 right through to verse 13.
我们依旧是我们读弟兄姊妹启同埋想。
As we read, brothers and sisters, indeed, think about it and also follow in the reading.
因此我保罗为你们外邦人作了基督耶稣被囚的，替你们祷告祈祷，量必你们曾听见神赐恩给我，将关切你们的职份托付我，用启示使我知道福音的奥秘，正如我以前略略写过的，你们念了就能晓得我深知基督的奥秘。
For this reason, I, Paul, prisoner of the Christ Jesus, for you nations, if indeed you have heard of the administration of the grace of God which has been given to me towards you, that by revelation the mystery has been made known to me, according as I have written before briefly, by which in reading it you can understand my intelligence and the mystery of the Christ.
这奥秘在以前的世代没有叫人知道，像如今藉着圣灵启示他的众圣使徒和先知一样，这奥秘就是外邦人在基督耶稣里藉着福音得以同为后嗣，同为一体，同蒙应许。
Which in other generations has not been made known to the sons of men, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets in the power of the Spirit, that they who are of the nations should be joined heirs and a joined body and joined partakers of his promise in Christ Jesus by the glad tidings.
我作了这福音的执事，是照神的恩赐，这恩赐是照他运行的大能赐给我的。我本来比众圣徒中最小的还小，然如他还赐我这恩典，叫我把基督那测不透的丰富传给外邦人，又使众人都明白这历代以来隐藏在万物之神里的奥秘是如何安排的，为要藉着教会使天上执政的掌权的现在得知神百般的智慧。
Of which I am become minister according to the gift of the grace of God given to me, according to the working of his power. To me, less than the least of all saints, has this grace been given, to announce among the nations the glad tidings of the unsearchable riches of the Christ.
这是照神从万世以前，在我们主基督耶稣里所定的旨意。我们因信耶稣，就在他里面放胆无惧，笃信不疑的来到神面前。所以我求你们，不要因我为你们所受的患难丧胆，这原是你们的荣耀。
And to enlighten all with the knowledge what is the administration of the mystery hidden throughout the ages in God, who has created all things, in order that now to the principalities and authorities in the heavenlies might be made known through the assembly the all various wisdom of God, according to the purpose of the ages, which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access in confidence by the faith of him. Wherefore, I beseech you, not to faint, though my tribulations are for you, which is your glory.
感谢神，在一次我们的聚会的里面，主藉着以弗所书来同我们讲话。
We thank God that in these meetings, the Lord, through the book of Ephesians, is speaking to us.
从他的话的里头，我们非清楚看到神在他永远旨意的里面定规了一个目标。
And through his word, we can clearly see how God had a purpose and will something.
他要用着在基督里面首先有盼望的人来去成全他的那个叫万有都在基督里面同归于一的
And to all those who have trusted in Christ, He would use them or obtain them to fulfill what He wants to head up in Christ.
但是首先在基督里面的人本来都是亚当的后裔。
And for all those of us, we are the descendants of Adam.
怎样能够叫亚当的后裔成为在基督里面首先有盼望的人？
How can we who are Adam's descendants come to have this hope in Christ?
我们的主藉着保罗的祷告来宣告了他的要做的事。
And through Paul's prayer, the Lord in fact declared what he wants to do.
他要叫我们认识三件很重要的事情。
For us to come to know three very important matters.
一件事给我们晓得在他里面所蒙的恩召有何等的指望。
Firstly, we should know what is the hope of his calling.
换句话来讲，就是作为一个亚当的后代，能够成为神的儿女，是何等荣耀的一件事。
And as a fallen in descendants of Adam, to become indeed this, what a glorious hope it is.
其次要我们很清楚要掌握到的，就是我们从神那时所接受的那个产业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
And at the same time, indeed, what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saint is.
更重要的是他要我们看见他要将在他儿子身上面所显出的那个复活的能力同样的显明在我们这班原来是亚当的后代的人的身上面。
And also what is most important is the might of his strength which he has indeed wrought in the Christ, that this should be revealed in us, the descendants of Adam.
要叫我们去经历到主那个经历所带到的结果。
For us to come to experience what the Lord himself had experienced.
以至到我们成为一个荣耀的器皿来承接神那个无限的丰富和荣耀。
That we should become this glorious vessel to indeed receive this boundless glory of God.
让神心满意足。
So that God can be satisfied.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
不单止我们的主是要叫我们看到神要怎样做在我们的身上。
It's not only for us to see what it is that God wants to do in us.
他更清楚地叫我们留意到我们这帮称为亚当后代的人成为神的后裔的那个过程。
And how, as descendants of Adam, the process of us becoming the heirs of God.
就是因着基督所成就的，我们享用与基督三个一同。
And because of Christ, what he has fulfilled, that we come to enjoy what he has. To enjoy these three aspects.
头一件事情是我们同基督一同苏醒过来。
Firstly, that we have been made alive or quickened in Christ.
第二件事情是我们与主一同复活。
And we are being indeed raised with him from the dead.
让基督作我们的生命。
And for him to be our life.
来引领我们每天生活在神的面光的底下。
To lead us indeed in the light of his countenance.
第三件事情是叫我们体会到我们已经是被神迁到在属天的地位的上高。
And the third thing is that we are being indeed seated in the heavenlies.
和我们的主一同坐在天上面。
To be seated together with Christ.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
三件都是非常大的事情。
These three aspects are indeed immense.
但是神话这个是他用恩典来赏给我们。
But this has been bestowed upon us through his grace.
我们更感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank indeed and praise our God.
藉着他在我们身上这样来作工。
As he works in us in such a way.
就把我们带到一个地步可以去执行 神自己嘅计划。
Bringing us to a point that we're able to come to fulfill the purpose of God.
弟兄姊妹，呢个非常荣耀嘅事情。
This indeed is very glorious.
因为我哋原来同神无份无关。
In fact, we had nothing to do with God.
就系最先神喺人中间有拣选嘅恩典显出嚟嘅时候。
And when God's election grace is seen among us,
我哋呢班称为外邦人嘅人都冇份在其中嘅。
Even then, we who are Gentiles had no part in it.
但感谢赞美我哋嘅主。
But we thank and praise our Lord.
神要把基督嘅经历作成亚当后代嘅人嘅经历嘅时候，
when this,
神就叫我哋得着呢一个从来与佢唔发生关系嘅嗰个恩典。
And through this, that God will give to us who had nothing to do with Him before, that we should come to receive this.
将我哋带到一个地步，把我哋建造成一个新造嘅人。
That we should become a new creation.
呢个新造嘅人系一个团体嘅人。
And this is indeed a body or corporate or group of people.
系所有喺基督里边首先有盼望嘅亚当嘅后代嚟组成呢一个新造嘅人。
And for those who have pre-trusted in Christ, how these people would become this new creation.
我哋感谢赞美我哋嘅主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
喺呢个新造嘅人嘅里头。
In this a new creation,
主叫我哋睇到。他把所有原来隔绝我们同神发生关系的那一切的物件，特别是律法，都和我们完全的切除。
That sets us apart from God or aside from God, especially the law has been dealt with.
从前在神最初在人中间的拣选，他是拣选了以色列。
Firstly, God chose the Israelites.
他把律法赏赐俾以色列人。
And he gave the law to them.
以色列人凭着守律法可以能够喺神嘅面前蒙悦纳。
And through the keeping of the law, they were being accepted before him.
但系呢个律法产生一个副作用。
But the law, in fact, had this negative aspect.
因为以色列人根本冇办法能够跟得上律法嘅要求。
Because the Israelites is no way able to fulfill the law.
以色列人落喺定神嘅定罪嘅底下。
And come under, in fact, the judgment of God.
同时律法亦产生另外一个副作用。
And at the same time, it has this negative aspect as well.
好似将外邦人完全隔绝喺神嘅纪念嘅底下。
It seems to indeed put a barrier and there's no remembrance before God.
但感谢赞美我哋嘅神。
We thank and praise our God.
用着他自己的儿子在十字架上面所作成的。
From what his son has fulfilled on the cross.
他将这个隔断的墙拆毁了。
This indeed a partition, a wall of partition has been brought down.
在基督的救恩的里面。
In the salvation of Christ.
在神的儿子十字架上面所成就的那个的拯救的里头。
And in the salvation to which has been fulfilled in Christ.
律法已经让神的儿子去满足了。
The law has been fulfilled by Christ.
神不再根据律法去要求人。
And God no longer requires man to fulfill the law.
因为神的儿子已经站在人的地位上面去满足了神。
Because the Son of God has stood in man's place to fulfill it.
同时因着神的儿子满足了律法那个要求。
And the just requirement of the law has been fulfilled in the Son.
将外邦人和以色列人同神的选民隔绝的那个那个原因亦消除了。
The reason that separates, in fact, the people, the Israelites and the Gentiles have been done away with.
不单只是消除了。
Not only that.
如果只是消除了的话，这个是很消极的。
And this is very negative, it's just to remove this hindrance.
在十字架上面那个工作。
The work of the cross.
在神儿子的所作所经历的那个所出来的那个结果。
And the experience of the Son, the outcome of it.
有更積極的那方面。
There is the very positive side of it.
在那些面的裡面是叫我們看到有三個內容。
And here again, there are three aspects to this.
第一個內容是我們被引到父的面前。
Firstly, we are being brought to the Father.
弟兄姊妹，這是太寶貴的事。
This indeed is very precious.
如果神的話語話是將我們引到神的面前，我們沒有那麼開心。
If, God's word tells us that we're being brought before Him, we won't be that happy.
因为将你引到神的面前，去神的面前做什么呢？
If we are being brought before God, what should we be doing that?
去等候审判，都是要掉去到神的面前。
If we are to wait for His judgment, it's also being brought before Him.
感谢赞美我们的神。
But we thank and praise
our God. 用着他的儿子在我们身上所作成的。
for what his son has fulfilled for us. Not only that we are being brought before the Father. In fact, we are being brought before the Father. That is to say, this God is now our Father. What about us? We become his children. We thank and praise our Lord. Our Lord Jesus Christ is the only begotten Son of God. And the experience to which had come through what he has fulfilled on the cross brings about the results that we become indeed the sons. We thank and praise our Lord. And this is not all. In fact, we are being brought to be, as it were, fellow citizens of the saints. This is again a very big thing. This is something that we should have shared this afternoon. But I could only shorten this. What does it mean to be indeed a fellow citizen of the saints? To put it simply, and in fact, these who have been trusted in Christ have been brought, as it were, into the purpose, eternal purpose of God. Now, to put it in other words, that as far as God's eternal purpose is concerned, we have nothing to do with it. We are outside the promises of God. We have no part in His covenant. And here we are then brought into this eternal purpose of His to be used indeed for His purpose and His will. And to be fellow citizens with the saints is also a big matter. And to go further, that we become the household of God. Brothers and sisters, what does it mean to be of the household of God? If we know what it is to be of the house, we would know how precious this is. I think each one of us have been sons. If not, then we would have been daughters. What does it mean to be a son or a daughter in a household? Nathan and Constance bring about their daughters.
你可不可以好清楚睇到, 佢个女儿喺个父母嘅眼前系点样嘅母爱?
You can see how she is being loved by the parents.
佢而家仲系细啊,
she is still small.
但阿小明长大咗咁多嘅时候呢?
If you were to be bigger,
她在家里面,
and in the house, her position is unchanged.
你可以说,在这个年纪的时候, 她在她家里面, 原谅我这么说,
I hope you excuse me for saying this, because this is what we have also experienced before. At this time, at her age, who is the master of the house? We say, I'm the man of the house, my wife is lady of the house. But whenever there's a baby in the house, if find that the man of the house, the lady of the house have to step down. You find that the baby becomes the real master.
Now,
to put it in another way,
当儿女在家里面的时候,
with the children in the house,
在幼小的时候不用说,
you find that everything appears to be done for them.
但是就算长大,
but as they grow,
长大到他已经有他自己的家,
until the point where he or she has their own family, when they return to the father's house, you can still come to see and understand one thing. He is still able to enjoy his rights in the father's house.
弟兄姊妹,
when we come to realize this situation, and the result of what the Lord has done on the cross, that we should be
become the household of God. 我们有一个权利是毫无保留的,
that we have the right to enjoy everything that is of God.
我们感谢赞美我们的主,
we thank and praise our Lord.
但是主不是仅仅叫我们在一个树有一份这样的享用,
it is not just for us to have this enjoyment.
他带我们到这个恩典的内容里面的时候, 他要把我们带到一个目标,
and to have us brought into this grace is so that we can be brought into another purpose.
那个目标一面是叫我们成为神的地,
and that goal is for us to become the temple of God.
另一面是要叫我们又被建造成为神的居所,
and for us indeed to be built into the habitation of God.
是让神的心意在这个, 称为神的家的范围里面得到完全的满足,
God will be fully satisfied, as it were, in the midst and the realm of these people whom God has obtained.
弟兄姊妹,我们看到这个地方的时候,
Francis, when we come to see this,
已经很轻微地接触第一章的最后一句话,
again, it comes to link up with what is said at the end of chapter 1.
第一章里面最后那句说话就是说,
and the final words in chapter 1 is,
教会是基督的身体,
the church, which is his body,
是那充满万有者所充满,
the fullness of him who fills all in all,
那个充满万有者就是父,
and the one who fills all in all is the Father.
父定义要将他自己的一切完全充满在这个属灵的,
and all that is of God, he is willing to fill in this body of his. We thank and praise our God. We see this a new
people,
how they are being built up before God. It is based on two matters. First is being built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. On the other hand, it is Christ himself being the cornerstone. Whether it's the foundation of the apostles and prophets or Christ as the cornerstone, both indeed exalt Christ himself and what he has done. Because of who Christ is and what he has done, this spiritual habitation is then being built up. Francis, take note that when he talks about this habitation, there is this wall of separation that needs to be torn down. If this wall is not torn down, then there's no way to build. But we thank the Lord. Our Lord has indeed torn down this wall. There's no way now can you say that this group of people is indeed separated from this other group. This group of people being acceptable to God, or this are not acceptable to God.
但感謝主。
But we thank the Lord.
呢個隔膜打破咗。
This separation has been broken down.
但係神將呢個隔膜打破。
As God brought this wall down.
但係人中間嘅習慣咧就唔容易破。
But we find that what we are accustomed to, it's so difficult to do away with.
因此，我哋就睇到神嘅建造喺嗰處。叫人同人中间嘅隔膜都要被打破。
And when we see the Lord's building, we come to know that the separation that man has among themselves has to be brought down.
然后接受神嘅建造，叫佢哋成为一个身体。
And to accept God's building up for them to become one body.
因此我哋不能不留意到神点样嚟叫呢个隔膜嚟打开。
How could God bring about this downfall, this separation.
所以到第三章的时候我们就看见了。
So when we come to chapter 3, we see,
弟兄姊妹注意了。
Friends, sisters, take note.
我们上两次提及到保罗那个祷告是因为神讲神启示了一番的事情引起保罗的祷告。
And we say that God indeed had revealed certain things to which this led to Paul's prayer.
而家到第三章嘅时候咧，又因为神显明咗佢过往作工嗰个过程，引起保罗又有一啲嘅里头嘅话要发表。
Again, here we have the revelation of the Lord as to what God, the Lord has done, to which it brought forth these words from Paul.
所以顶住，你睇到第三章嘅开始又系因此啦，又系一个。
Again, there's this conjunction or this phrase where it says, for this reason.
看到这个连接词的时候,
and when we see this conjunction,
我愿意特别提醒弟兄姊妹,
I have to remind brothers and sisters,
当你读以弗所书的时候, 你不要将它读得零零碎碎,
when you read Ephesians, don't read it in bits and pieces.
你稍微留心的时候, 你看到从第一章第一节开始, 一直到最末了, 是一气呵成的。
You find that from the first verse of the first chapter right through to the end, it is as if spoken in one breath.
从内容来看好像是讲了好几件大好件大事。
The content may appear to be dealing with different matters.
但你留意注意的时候是一件事扣一件事。
But when you take note, it seems that they're all linked up.
所以是一气呵成的。
It seems that it's spoken within
one breath. 现在第三章我们又看到这件事实了。
And here in chapter 3, we see the same thing.
保罗按着神自己那个感动继续来讲出了神怎样去拆开那个墙。
Paul, being moved by God, tells how God done away with this separation.
有一件事是很有意思。
One thing is very meaningful.
保罗在这里先讲。
Paul first said,
他说因为这样。
He says, for this reason,
我保罗就为你们外邦人做了耶稣基督的囚徒。
I, Paul, prisoner of the Christ Jesus for you nations.
丁超伟，我们不是太容易了解。
Brothers and sisters, we may not be easy for us to understand why Paul said this.
我姑且就像我所能够了解的来交通给丁超伟。
I'll indeed share with brothers and sisters my understanding of this.
等一下你晓得保罗被下在监狱里面的时候那个原因是什么。
Take note, for what reason Paul was in prison?
在耶路撒冷。
In Jerusalem.
那帮固守着律法的犹太人说他破坏律法。
Those who were keeping the law says that he had broken the law.
结果呢那帮人就将他捉咗。
So they indeed took hold of him.
后来呢是罗马那个千夫长就将他接了过来。
And the centurion, in fact, took Paul.
然后呢又将他送到去巡抚那里。
And sent him to the governor.
然后呢又被送到上去罗马。
And then being sent on to Rome.
去到罗马皇帝那里。
To the king of Rome.
他就是这样坐在监狱的时候。
This was how he was in the prison.
但如果从外面来看
,outwardly,
保罗犯了什么罪呢
?What crime has Paul committed?
保罗抵触了什么 乜嘢嘅事情，以致到佢要放喺监里边咧
？What has he done to deserve to be in prison？
你揾唔到。
You can't find any reason。
连菲斯都王都王，冇乜嘢啊。
And Festus say, there's nothing wrong with him.
咁既然冇乜嘢，咁点解唔放人咧
？If not, then why is he not released？
点解要将佢留住喺嗰处
？Why was he detained？
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
我哋唔知道，但系保罗知道。
We may not know, but Paul knows。
保罗点样知道咧
？How did he come to know？
当中有两个原因喺处。
There could be two reasons here.
第一就是保罗不听话，所以主就将他运起上来。
Firstly, if he had been disobedient, God indeed imprisoned him.
第二呢，就是因为他明显的去说明神已经将律法废弃，而代以恩典去恩待所有寻求神的人。
And secondly, that he is declaring that the law is being done away with,And God has been showing grace to those who would receive it.
所以犹太人就唔受得住呢件事情，就将佢运气捉咗上嚟，就引佢入到监狱里边。
So the Jews did not like this, so they took hold of him and threw him in prison.
所以弟兄姊妹，你留意保罗话：我系为着你哋外邦人而成咗基督耶稣嘅囚徒。
And he's saying that, in fact, I've been a prisoner for you and the nations.
我哋唔去深深去追究呢件事先。
We won't go any further on this matter.
因为喺以弗所书嚟讲，呢个算系题外话。
And in Ephesians, this is only an aside.
但系保罗话，我所以被主囚禁起上嚟，同你外邦人有关系。
And for him to be a prisoner, it is to do with the nations.
点解有关系呢
？Why is that？
第二章里边所讲嘅嗰条要拆嗰埲墙嗰件事有关系。
It is to do with the tearing down of this wall, as we have read in chapter 2.
但系嗰埲墙要拆嘅唔系保罗。
This wall that is to be taken down isn't Paul.
要拆嗰埲墙嘅系神自己。
It is God Himself who will do it.
咁神点解要去拆嗰埲墙咧
？Why would God want to bring this wall down？
我哋感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
如今主藉着保罗将一个秘密。
And now God through Paul indeed revealed this secret.
在上面二章的说就说我们是被建造在使徒和先知和使徒的根基的上面。
Chapter 2 tells us we are being built upon the foundations of the apostles and prophets.
究竟这个是讲一件什么事呢
?What is this saying?
当然我们可以说
Of course we can say,
使徒和根基是最先信主的那班人。
That the apostles and prophets were the first to believe in the Lord.
所以佢就系一个如果将佢睇做一个建筑物嘅话咧，呢一班人就系最底层嗰班。
So as far as the building is concerned, they are the lowest level.
因为佢哋最先信主。
They were the first to believe.
但呢个唔系最重要。
But this is not the most important.
呢个只不过系一个历史嘅过程嘅记录。
This is in fact just a historical passing.
重要嘅系乜嘢？
But what's important?
是使徒和先知所接受的启示。
It is the revelation to which the apostles and prophets have received.
现在第三章就印证这件事了。
And chapter 3 brings about this.
第三章的里面呢保罗就交通出一个好不简单的事情。
Paul is sharing something that is not simple.
他就讲到 他讲到第一神用保罗作一个外邦的使徒。
Firstly, God used Paul to be an apostle to the nations.
然后将关乎神那个荣耀的计划启示给他。
And then reveal God's own eternal glorious purpose.
但是这个启示里头跟奥秘的内容呢也不是单单给过保罗。
But what is in this eternal purpose of God is not just for Paul himself.
同时又是给谁呢
Who is it also given to?
在那说话。
There we read,
圣使徒同埋先知。第四节，第五节。
In verse 5, it talks about the holy apostles and prophets.
弟兄姊妹，你留意到。
Brothers and sisters,
神将佢嗰个奥秘嘅启示俾保罗，亦同时启示俾 忠聖使徒同埋先知。
Having revealed this to Paul, this was also revealed to the holy apostles and prophets.
呢個啟示係乜嘢？
What is this revelation?
第一係關乎神嗰個計劃嘅設計。
Firstly, it is indeed the plan to the will of God.
主要嗰個內容係呢個設計嘅完成係根據神嘅兒子耶穌基督。
And this design of God is one that indeed is fulfilled in his Son Himself.
所以上第二章嗰處就話建造喺使徒同先知嘅根基嘅上面有基督耶穌自己做房角石。
So we read in chapter 2, being built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets with Jesus Christ Himself.As the cornerstone,
我哋感謝神。
We thank the Lord.
我哋要留意呢一個啟示嘅嗰個秘密，或者話嗰個奧秘。
We need to take note of the mystery of this revelation.
呢個秘密係咩一回事？係一件乜嘢事情呢
？What is this mystery?
神幾時做出呢個秘密呢
？When did God have this mystery?
你啲英文聖經裏邊又好，中文聖經裏邊又好。
Whether it's the English or Chinese translation, it talks about a mystery. Something that it's not something that could easily be known. It's being hidden and kept away. But now, God says that I'm revealing this secret. We first need to take note.This is indeed the mystery that has been before the foundations of the world.
弟兄姊妹，呢件事系大事。
This is indeed a great matter.
就系话神如今要做呢件事，唔系突然间睇见以色列人佢哋唔争气，所以呢，好啦，我唔要以色列人啦，我揾个外邦人嚟。
So what God is doing here is not that He sees the Israelites as not someone who is able to please Him, so He's doing away with them.And going to the nations. This is what man would do. If something doesn't suit us, we will throw it away and we'll get another. But this is not what God will do.
神作任何的事情，祂是好都是在祂创世之前就已经安排了。
What God does have been determined before the foundation of the world.
在创世之前，神就安排了有一个计划在那里要执行。
And God already had a plan as to what He wants to do before the foundation of the world.
这个计划是分成阶段性的去执行。
And it's being brought through in stages.
这个所谓阶段性呢，我们就看到读圣经，从旧约到新约，你看到神那个阶段性的工作。
And the different stages of God's work can be seen from the Old Testament right through to the New.
神用了一个很长久的旧约的时期。
And the length of time in the Old Testament,
拣选当中一班人。
God first chose a group of people.
亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各嘅后代。
The descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
将律法俾过佢哋。
Giving to them the law.
叫佢哋跟住律法嚟行走。
Asking them to be instructed by the law and to live by it.
神话你如果照着律法嚟行嘅话，你就能够翻到神嘅面前蒙神嘅悦纳。
If they would live according to the law, they could be brought beforethe Lord, the God, and be accepted. Grand sisters, you must know there is the positive side to the law. It's for you to be benefited from it. We know that in this world we have the legal laws. Chinese, we have this.A benefit.
我哋讲地上嘅法律就系法律。
We say the earthly laws or legal laws.
我哋讲到神同人中间嘅嗰个要求就系律法。
When we talk about what God requires of man, it is the law.
但等住你留意到，唔理系律法又好，系法律又好，佢都有一个正面嘅功用。那个正面嘅功用系叫遵守。
And whatever it is, the law, if for one to keep it, it will benefit the person.
但是律法同时有一个负面的作用。
At the same time, there is a negative side to the law.
不管你是法律也好，律法也好，都是一样。
Whether it's the law of God or the legal laws that we have.
如果你不能够跟得上这个律法的要求的话。
If you cannot fulfill the requirements of law, then you have to bear its consequence.
弟兄姊妹,
this is very evident. When we see how the law was given to Israelites, it points out a way that they could come before God. So walk carefully on it. But if you should fail, then you have to bear the consequence of it. Hence we discover one fact. No one can indeed come to God by the law. Romans tells us it's not that the law is at fault, or that the law is not spiritual. If it is from God, how can it not be spiritual? If it was spiritual, how come it doesn't bring benefit to man? Because man is at fault.
人既然不对,
and man being at fault will not be able to fulfill or follow the law. And hence, we are under the condemnation of law. And it's not that God is saying that if you are not able to fulfill the law, then you will be punished for it. And God had allowed some 2,000 years for man to try out the law. And it's for man then to realize that by his own nature, through the law, they are not able to be acceptable before God. When this is the case, then God brought forth His grace to fulfill its work in us. So as God brings forth His work, there are different stages to it. We thank and praise our God. In the administration of God's will, there is a very perfect plan. And this plan has been indeed declared before man. But there's a part God had not told anyone. And God hid it. It seems being covered up. And because it's being covered, it becomes a mystery. It becomes a secret.
This waited
until the Son of God had fulfilled a work at the cross. And then through Paul, this is being brought forth. And here, Paul says that he knows truly well the mystery of God's will. And it is by the revelation of this mystery that has been made known to him. We can but bow before God and worship Him when He reveals this mystery to us, the plan to which He has. Friends and sisters, in reading chapter 1, you read of one word. We have not touched upon this when we were reading chapter 1.
那句话就是说, 神在基督耶稣里,
it says that we are being chosen in Christ before the world's foundation.
弟兄姊妹, 在创世之前, 神就拣选咗喺基督里边拣选咗我哋。
Even before the world's foundation, God had already chosen us in Christ.
你话唔使讲创世之前咁耐啊
？Look back to that long.
你话喺100年前神拣选咗我哋，我哋都觉得好难接受呢个事实。
Even if God had chosen us 100 years ago, we will find it difficult to think about it.
你有冇留意到100年前你喺边度
？Think about It 100 years ago, where were you?
你话喺爸爸妈妈嗰时。
He says, "Oh, you're in your father or mother."
咁即系未有你呢个人嘅。
That's to say, you were non-existent.
就算有呢个咁样嘅迹象。
If there is such an existence.
咁我呢个人都未成形呢。
Then we are not been formed.
咁神喺嗰个时候就拣选咗我。
At that time, since God had chosen me.
100年前神拣选我哋，我哋都好难接受。
Even if God had chosen us 100 years ago, we find it difficult to accept.
如果讲到话喺创世之前，神就拣选咗我哋。
If we were to say that God had chosen us before the world's foundation,
弟兄姊妹，点接受呢个事实
？How can you accept this?
弟兄姊妹，我哋能够接受到边个地步系一件事
？How we are able to accept this, or how much of it
is
accept one thing?
但系神嘅计划嘅嗰个安排同埋执行。就是一个历史的事实。
But God's plan and its outworking is another fact.
丁志伟，连带我要提到一件事情。
In this, I want to bring out one thing.
丁志伟，我哋嘅主为我哋成就救赎呢件事。
For the Lord to bring about salvation to us.
我哋都知道佢喺十字架上边流血。
We know how he bled on the cross.
但丁志伟。
Brothers and sisters,
如果你细心读神嘅话嘅时候
，If you read the word of God carefully,
你会发现一个秘密啦。嗰个唔需要等保罗同我哋发现，我哋自己都能够发现。
And we will discover a secret without Paul telling us.
究竟我哋嘅主几时流出佢嘅血
？When did our Lord bleed for us？
并且会喺人嘅眼见嘅里边，系喺1200多年前。1970多年前
And from a viewpoint, it would seem that is 1970 years ago.
呢个系人眼见嘅嗰个事实。
This is what we can see as a fact.
但系我哋嘅主实在流血喺咩时候
？When did the Lord actually bleed？
或者话佢承接呢个流血嘅？呢件事情喺边一个时候
？When did he actually accept to bleed？
弟兄姊妹，你从神喺创世之前就喺基督耶稣里拣选我哋，你留意到喺创世之前，神喺基督里边拣选我哋，根据乜嘢
？According to what do we have this basis that God has chosen us in Christ before the world's foundation？
根据基督。
It is on the basis of Christ.
神嘅儿子点样成为基督
？How did his son become Christ？
基督就系神所高立嘅人。
Christ is the anointed one.
但神呢个特别高立嘅人系一个特别嘅经历。
And this one who is anointed had this special experience.
嗰个经历嘅人就必须要流血。
And this experience of his is one that he must bleed.
弟兄同埋姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
咁我哋读到彼得前书第一章嘅时候。
When you read First Peter chapter 1,
你就睇到一件好清楚嘅事情。
You come to see something clearly.
喺嗰处就讲出话，基督所流嘅血喺创世之前就已经俾神睇见啦。
And the blood which Christ had bled, God saw this before the world's foundation.
但系我哋眼见嘅里边，我哋睇唔到呢件事。
In our eyes, we cannot see this.
但神如今话俾我哋知。
But God tells us now.
整个嘅事情系咁样安排。
This is how everything has been arranged.
弟兄姊妹
，Francis，
因此你不能不注意到呢一个奥秘，从前系被隐藏起上嚟嘅，系一件呢嘢事。
This mystery to which has been hidden, what it is?
呢一个隐藏系我哋唔知道。
This thing that's hidden that's not known to us.
但呢个隐藏系神自己明明晓得嘅。
But this is something that God knows.
因为系佢自己嘅。佢自己安排，又系佢自己去制定嘅。
He had purposed it, and it is he who is in control of it.
但系神呢个奥秘密喺神嘅心里边。
But this mystery that is in the heart of God.
你估神想唔想快啲咁多 掀开佢。
You are not thinking that God would rather want to make it known early.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
如果我哋细心留意到神心意嘅发表，
If we take note of God's heart in this purpose of His,
你能够了解到神巴不得能够好快就将呢个秘密嚟打开。
You can only realize that God really wanted to show this mystery as early as He can.
但是神忍。
But God was patient.
一直忍。
And He kept His patience.
忍住唔讲。
And He would keep it and not tell it.
你知会啊，有啲嘅事情你好愿意人知道，但你又唔讲得。
And if you really want someone to know about something, but you find yourself not able to say it,
好辛苦的。
It is very difficult.
弟兄姊妹，我哋嘅神。
As far as our God is concerned,
就为着呢个事情系忍受咗，从创世之前一直到主喺十字架经过以后，从死里复活，还要等到有一个保罗出嚟。神至将呢个秘密解开。
And how God had to bear with this, all of it, before the world's foundation, right through to the time when He found Paul to reveal this mystery.
但是我们有时候看到神真的有些时候忍不住。
Sometimes you find that God really can't bear with this.
所以在历史里面呢，他耐不耐好像透露的那么多出来。
It seems that through history, now and then, He will reveal a little of it.
但是讲的那么多出来，神发觉不是时候，所以他又忍回下去。
And having said a little, it seems that, oh, it isn't the time, so He retracted.
听之后你细心读神的话的时候，你能够了解到神那份心情。
If you read the word of God, you can discover this heart of His.
我举啲例子俾弟兄姊妹，一睇一点你就知道。
If I bring to you some examples, you will be able to understand.
当神造人的时候，亚当先出来。
When God created man, first He created Adam.
然后神就话佢那人独居不好，我要做为佢做一个配偶帮助。
And then God says that it's not good for man to be alone, so He will make a mate for him.
咁点样去做个配偶？
How is this help me to be made?
从亚当嘅肋旁攞头骨出嚟。
Indeed, a bone that's being taken from Adam.
人就以为嗰个讲古仔。
Someone may think that this is a story.
但系神喺嗰处。好想将佢要讲出嚟嘅说话讲俾我哋知。
In fact, God through this wants to tell us what He wants to say.
但系唔讲得。
But He can't say it.
所以就系割咗佢割咗出嚟，做咗亚当，做咗夏娃，就嗰件事好似就停喺度。
So He took a bone out of Adam and made Eve out of it.
等到亚当夏娃犯罪。
And when Adam and Eve fell in sin,
神杀一只牲口嚟攞皮衣做衣服。
God
slay
an animal, a sacrifice, and indeed use its skin to cover Adam and Eve.
如果我们会问神为什么要宰杀一个要流血的事情来遮盖人？
If you ask God, why would you need to kill a sacrifice, an animal, for it to bleed?
我们里面会有个答案。
In us will be an answer.
但是神在那个时候很想讲，但都不讲得。
It seems that God really wants to say this, but He can't.
再过你再睇。
And if you go on further,
我提一大件嘅事啦。
Let me touch on the bigger matters.
以色列人过逾越节。
The Israelites taking the Passover feast.
在埃及嘅里边嘅时候，去宰杀嗰只羊羔。
In Egypt, how they were to slay the Passover lamb.
为咩宰杀个羊羔？
Why would they partake of this?
并且话明嗰个羊羔呢，系同个长子被杀有关系。
And this, in fact, the Passover lamb has to do with the firstborn.
弟兄姊妹，你有冇留意到神喺嗰个时候好想将佢呢个秘密嚟讲出嚟
？You find that God really wanted to tell this secret out at the time.
但系都仲唔系时候，神又忍翻落。
It seems that it's still not the time, and God had to.
哦，到拉美。
And right,
唔提得咁多啦。
I can't point out everything.
最紧要我必须要再提一提，以赛亚先知嘅时候所宣告嘅，必有童女怀孕生子。人要起给他起名叫做以马内利。
And talking about the prophecy in Isaiah that a child be born of a virgin and his name shall be Emmanuel.
弟兄姊妹，你留意到呢一切嘅话，岂唔系神已经将佢嘅秘密讲到口唇边，但系唔讲得
？It seems that these are words that has come to the very lips of the Lord of God, and he can't say it.
所以仍然冚翻埋。
It seems that it's still a big cover.
一直冚，一直冚，冚到我哋嘅主喺十字架边挂。
And this has been kept hidden all the way through until the Lord was crucified on the cross.
从死里边复活。
And being raised from the dead.
福音传开了。
And when the gospel was preached.
人一直信主，得着拯救了。
And man come to be saved.
但是究竟这件事情是怎样来的呢？
How did this come about?
没人知道。
No one knew.
但感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
到保罗在神的面前有寻求的时候。
As Paul pursued before God.
神就将这个秘密打开。
God indeed opened up this secret
room. 神就已经定规了一个这样的事实。
Before the world's foundation, God had already purposed such a thing.
这个事实是什么呢？
What is this thing?
那是藉着神的儿子在十字架上面所作的。
That is what his son would fulfill on the cross.
叫所有的外邦人是同埋起初蒙拣选的以色列人一同成为后嗣。
And for those who are the nations, the Gentiles would become fellow heirs with those whom had chosen or elected before.
并且成为一个身体。
And to become one body.
而且是同盟应许。
And also to share the same promises.
第二章的时候，神话我们这班外邦人在神的应许上面是没有份的，在神的诸约上面是局外人。
And we are told in chapter 2 how we were aliens as to the promises of God, and in fact we are strangers to his covenants.
但是并不是神拒绝我们。
It doesn't mean that God is rejecting us.
神在那时为着我们这班人不能够在那个诸约上面有份，不能够在那个应许的里面有份，神在那里忍。
And God have to keep bearing up with this, that we, as if that we have no part in this covenant of His or His promises.
一直到这个时候。
Right through until this time.
神把这个秘密打开。
God opened up this,
secret. 我们以后才能够了解到。
Then we come to understand.
原来我们在神面前蒙拣选，在神的心意上面，是老祖在创世之前就为我们做了定规。
Being chosen by God has been done even before the world's foundation.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
几时我们体会到神对我们那份深情。
How are we able to see this thought of God towards us?
我们没有办法不敬拜他。
We can't but worship him.
我们没有办法不在他的面前向他有更深的俯伏的。
And that before him we will indeed prostrate.
我们没有办法保留我们自己话我们感谢神是因在你的计划里面拣选了我，但是呢我又不甘心将我自己摆入你的计划的里面。
And we say, we thank God that he has chosen us in his purpose, but then we are so unwilling to put ourselves in it.
等于会我们的本性会这样做的。
We know, in our nature, this is the thing that we will do.
我们十分感谢神将我们摆入他的计划。
We thank God that he has put us in his plan.
但是我们不甘心我们去跟随神的计划。
But we are so unwilling to follow after his plan.
但等到神借着保罗把神这个心意向我们解开的时候。
Until God had, through Paul, revealed this heart of his.
我们还怎能够再保留我们自己呢？
How would we still reserve ourselves?
所以保罗在那说继续就说神将那个测不透的恩典丰丰富富的恩典来赏赐给我们外邦人。
And how this grace, boundless grace, has been shown to those who are of the nations.
并且晓得这个这样的安排是神在创世之前就已经做了的。
And this, in fact, God had done before the world's foundation.
要藉着外邦人同埋先蒙拣选嘅犹太人一同成为在基督里首先有盼望嘅人。
And for those who are of the nations to come together as those who have been elected, the Jews, to be those who are pre-trusting in Christ.
然后呢係用着佢哋去向神嘅对头跨胜。
And then to use them,indeed, to boast before his enemy.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
几时我们看见神的作为是这么神密、这么完整 咁丰富嘅嚟临到我哋。
When we see God's plan is so perfect and so rich towards us,
我哋都要向佢低头敬拜。
We have to bow and worship before Him.
我哋都要话。
We have to also say,
我哋嘅主，我哋嘅神。
Our Lord, our God.
你系用咁样嘅心情嚟对我哋。
This is your thoughts, in fact, towards us.
我哋冇办法抗拒你对我哋嗰个呼召。
We can't reject your calling to us.
等住你留意到，神对我哋嗰个呼召，唔系呼召我哋去接受福音而出生入死，出死入生。
And the calling is not just for us to receive the gospel and indeed to be transferred from death into life.
当接我哋睇到呢个地方嘅时候，你睇到神喺佢嘅计划嘅里边嚟呼召我哋。
We know that in God's purpose and plan, He has called us.
呼召我哋俾建造成为嗰个基督嘅身父。
That to call us to become, in fact, the bride.Of Christ,
基督嘅身体
to be His body.
无论你从身父呢个角度嚟睇，或者系从身体呢个角度嚟睇
，to see it from the viewpoint of the bride or His body.
嗰个系话叫我哋同基督有一个紧密嘅完全嘅联合。
It is in fact to have a very intimate and complete union with Him.
而呢个联合带出嘅结果。就是让神得着一个新造的团体来作他的见证。
And this is what God is able to obtain, this new body to be His testimony.
来作他手里面合用的器皿。
To be found as an acceptable vessel in His hand.
来满足神这个计划的完成。
And to fulfill this purpose of God.
弟兄姊妹你注意了。
Francis, take note.
因着神呢个咁样嘅安排，成就喺人嘅身上。
As God has this administration and dispensation on man，
就引出一啲结果。
It brings about some results。
呢个结果就系一场属灵嘅争战。
And this, in fact, is the spiritual battle。
因为呢个结果系带出一个咁样嘅功用，系要叫神嘅仇敌羞愧。
Because What comes about is to put the enemy of God to shame.
你留意嗰处，主以弗所书里面嘅话点样提
take note of what Ephesians say.
我哋从第九节，我再读一次。
We'll read verse 9 again.
又使众人都明白，系叫我哋明白。
It is for us to know.
这历代以来隐藏喺。创造万物之神里的奥秘是如何安排的
And to enlighten all with the knowledge of what is the administration of the mystery hidden throughout the ages in God.
这个就是我刚才所交通的话
This is what I've been sharing.
但是个目的在哪里
But where's the purpose?
目的是说第十节
The purpose is in verse 10.
为要藉着教会使天上执政的掌权的现在得知神百般的智慧。
In order that now to the principalities and authorities in the heavenlies might be made known through the assembly the all various wisdom of God.
十一节
，verse 11。
佢话呢个就系神喺万世之前喺我哋主基督耶稣里面所定嘅旨意。
This is according to the purpose of the ages which He has purposed.In Christ Jesus our Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你睇到神呢个永远嘅计划系有一个目的好清楚嘅。
You find that this in this eternal purpose of God, there is a very clear aim.
系要高举佢自己嘅儿子。
It is to exalt His own Son.
去羞辱神嘅对头。
And to put to shame His enemy.
所以你喺呢度睇到。
Here you can see.
一件咁样嘅事情。
There is this one thing.
但神怎样去显明这件事呢
But how does God show this?
主叫我们看见藉着教会。
The Lord enables us to see that it's going to be through the church.
藉着这班在基督里面首先有盼望的人。
For those who have first come to have hope in Christ.
神将他们造就到是按照神的定义所要得着的教会。
That according to God's determination and administration, He wants to obtain the church.
就带出那个结果来。
And it brings forth this,
从一面是神的儿子在被 举起在万有之上作元首。
That, on one hand, it is for his son to be exalted above, all.
另一面叫仇敌羞愧。
On the other hand, to put, the enemy to shame.
因此弟兄姊妹，我们特别注意到，他说神成就这件事情是藉着教会。
And we see that God is going to fulfill this, through the church.
换一句说话来说，就说神要显明他这个计划的完成，神首先要得着教会。
And for God to reveal and show forth this, He first has to obtain the church.
这个教会不是只是一个地位上面的教会。
This is not just a church in position.
这个教会是有实质的内容的教会。
It has one with a substance.
是成熟的教会。
And one in maturity.
是长大到如同神的儿子。那个新娘咁嘅教会。
One that has grown up to the full measure of his son.
用第二章嘅说话里面讲，就是说成为神的殿。
And in chapter 2, it talks about being a temple of God.
又即为圣灵神藉着圣灵居住嘅所在。
And also the habitation of God in the spirit.
等之外，呢切都系讲嗰个实际嘅内容。
It talks about the reality of this.
等之外，我哋都晓得喺属灵嘅事情上面系有一啲咁样嘅实际嘅情形嘅。
We know that spiritually there are these facts.
一个系地位嘅问题。
One is a matter of a position of status.
一个系实际嘅问题。
One is the reality.
我哋嘅难处就系话，我哋常常从神嘅恩典嘅里边去接受咗一个地位。
So often that in the grace of God we come to receive a status or position.
或者话接受咗一个资格。
Or in fact to have the right.
Qualification. 而在这个资格的里面，在这个地位的里面，我们欠缺同那个资格同那个地位配得上去的那个实际。
So often we find in reality, we are not one who is able to live worthy of the qualification or, that God has given us.
为什么神建造我们是要根据使徒和先知作根基的这个事实，加上基督作房角石。
And God is building us up on the foundation of the apostles and prophets with Christ being the cornerstone.
因为神不要我们只是一个有地位的教会而没有实际的教会。
But God does not want us just to be a church in a name or status, but without indeed the reality.
一个很清楚的原因就是说，神要藉着教会来叫仇敌羞愧。
One reason is that God wants to put the enemy to shame through the church.
神要藉着教会来彰显神的儿子。
And through the church to reveal his son.
叫天上的、地上的、一切被造的都在基督里面同归于一。
That all in heaven and on earth and under the earth may be brought together as one in Christ.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
我们回顾我们自己这班从亚当里面出生的人。
When we look at ourselves as the descendants of Adam.
在神救赎的恩典里面，让神将我们举起上来，到达一个这么高的地步。
That in the salvation grace of God, how we have been exalted to this level.
能够同他的怀里的独生子相配。
To be as it were, equal with His only beloved son.
又让神用着我们去成全他自己的永远的旨意。
And for him to come to use us to fulfill his eternal glorious purpose.
神忍受这个他永远的旨意是从创世之前就开始直到如今。
And this has started before the world's foundation and it has been going on until now.
我们还要神忍耐多久呢？
How should we, how long more should we, have God bear up with this.
神忍耐我们已经够了。
And God has been forbearing with us for a long time.
如今我们是满足神的等待的时候。
This is the time for us to indeed satisfy God.
但我们怎样去满足神的等待？
How can we satisfy Him?
神的等待只有一件。
There is only one thing that God is waiting for.
要看见基督的身体长成。
It's for the body of Christ indeed to grow up.
要看见基督的身体装饰整齐。
And for the bride to be made ready.
但是我们的主给我们里面实在是有一个看见。
and may the Lord give to us a true seeing from within.
过往我们追不回来的时间,
what has been passed, we can't reclaim.
但是摆在我们前面,
but what is before us, we can still lay hold of.
求主给我们有一个心思话, 在前头的日子, 让主得着我们, 在建造祂的教会的这件事情上面, 祂的心满意足。
May the Lord be able to obtain us, indeed to fulfill His heart's purpose.
We are
willing to indeed wait before the Lord in this matter. May the Lord use us and for Him to obtain us. We thank and praise our Lord. I think my sharing ends here tonight.
要求弟兄姊妹在明日交通之前，好好地将第三章我哋未能读嘅嗰段嘅经文翻复翻复多读几遍。
I hope that before we come to share tomorrow, I hope brothers and sisters will be reading the verses in chapter 3 to which we have not read, to read it over and over again.
因为喺明日我哋所要睇到嘅保罗嘅第二个祷告。
Because we will come to read of Paul's second prayer.
那是关乎神，从第一章开始，直到刚才我们所交通到的那个位置，即是三章的十五节那时。
And it has much to do with what we have been reading from chapter 1 right through to verse 15 of chapter 3.
是神对他那个永远的计划的宣告。
It is his declaring of his eternal purpose.
但明日我们要交通的那个祷告的内容， 是神在那里发表他完成这个计划的那个工作的原则。
And God is showing us the principle of His fulfilling what His purpose, and this is through the seen through the prayer of Paul.
盼望弟兄姊妹在承诺的这段的说话里头多用一些的时间。
I hope brothers and sisters will pay much more time in the verses that's left for us.
今次我们只能够在主的宣告的这个部分来交通过。
We can only share of what God has declared to us at this time.
在实行那个部分, 只有仰望主亲自教导弟兄姊妹去领会。
And the actual working out, I can only commit to the Lord for Him to teach us.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，我们仍然是仰望你，将赐人智慧启示的灵赏给我们。
Lord, we again look to you to give to us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
更加上属灵的悟性在我们的里面被打开。
And indeed, to open up our spiritual understanding within us.
叫你所发表的话语在我们的里面都发生照明的作用。
That what you have declared will indeed be of use to us.
叫我们这一班人能够深深体会你在我们身上的等待。
That we can really come to see deeply, you're waiting for us.
你已经没保留的将你的心思向我们解开。
You have indeed shown to us your thoughts unreservedly.
求主给我们有相同的心思在那树响应你的呼召。
Lord, give to us the very same thought to indeed respond to you.
叫我们余下的年日就是为着你的属灵的建造来摆上我们自己。
That for your spiritual building up, we will indeed put ourselves in it.
主啊，我们 或者是不甘心这样来跟随。
Lord, we may not be willing to follow you in such a way.
求主你使我们甘心。
Lord, make us willing.
我们或者不愿意这样去付代价。
Lord, we may not be willing to pay the price.
求主也叫我们看见你为我们所作的，我们也在你的面前说，主啊，我们也乐意为着你永远的旨意付代价。
Lord, show us, when you show us what it is that you've done, Lord, that we may be made willing to pay the price.
主啊，我们巴不得你在这个世代里面得着我们这一班。
Lord, we pray that in this generation you'll be able to obtain us.
在基督里面首先有指望的人来成全你手里面所要作的。
For those of us who have pre-trusted in Christ, Lord, for you to use us to fulfill what you want to do.
主恩待我们。
Lord, be gracious to us.
用你自己的生命来吞灭我们一切的软弱。
Lord, indeed, that your life may swallow up all our weaknesses.
用你嘅丰满嚟填补我哋所有嘅缺陷。
And your fullness indeed to fill up all our lackings.
叫我哋欢然嘅嚟跟随主嘅脚踪。
That we will indeed joyfully, happily follow after your footsteps.
主啊，我哋仰望你。
Lord, we look upon you.
带我哋走完前面嘅路。
Lord, lead us through to the end.
等候喺荣耀里边同你面对面。
That we wait to indeed see you face to face.
听我哋嘅祈祷，奉主耶稣基督嘅名。
Lord, hear our prayers in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.